evidence of what I haven't seen. So if I haven't seen it and have the evidence, I'll be patient and let my heart be established. Do y'all get it? Okay. Father, we thank you and we praise you. And Lord God, we just thank you for your word. And I just ask, Lord, that it stay sealed and rooted in our hearts. Father, I perceived a certain level of just pressures during the worship. And I just thank you, Lord, for lifting them tonight through the worship, through the message, through the righteous truth. And I just thank you right now for just pouring out your spirit afresh upon every heart and soul. God, I thank you that no one walks out of here carrying a weight, an encumbrance, or a pressure of life or the world that they would have come in with. But that, Lord, their perspective has been changed and every vessel is filled with light. God, I bless the people in that truth. And I thank you for the grace in Jesus' name. Amen? And amen. Listen what we do. It's the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. Body of Christ ministry. I'm not going to line everybody up and pray for you. Who knows praying for people's fun? If you have faith, it's just fun. But it's the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. Okay? So anybody that came here with sickness, what we're going to do, is we're going to have you come up here if you can. If you can't for some reason, we'll come to you. But what we want is then we want the people that believe it's the will of God to heal and that Christ is in them. We're that floodgate, that river. We want the people to come and pray for the sick. And stay real simple. Don't put your confidence in your prayers, your ability in your prayers. It's in the finished work of Jesus. In Jesus' name, be healed. Sickness, come out. Body, be whole. Okay? Talked real confident to that lady on the phone, called me. We prayed. Never finished that story, did I? We prayed and all the pain left all of her body. And she was overwhelmed. And she said she was hot. And she